Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor. Together, a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord. The psalm appointed for today is 126. Let us read together. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses of the Negev. Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But Jesus holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercessions for them. For it is fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priest, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. This he did once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to weakness, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. The word of the Lord.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus and his disciples came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, "Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Here we are again, and that's a pleasure. And it's a pleasure for all of you who are on Zoom to be with us all also. I was glad when Otis upped the volume a little bit on the first hymn. I always sound like I sing so much better when the piano's louder. Dreams are important to me. I won't be presumptuous enough to say that dreams are important to all of us, because I can quote other people who say the same thing and say it for me. Here are a few lines from an article on the Tufts University website, Tufts Now. Lots of theories have been offered. Dreams are used to regulate emotions, like dealing with fears, to consolidate memory, replaying things from your day to help remember them, to solve, or on the other hand, to forget, real-world problems. Another theory suggests that they help the brain predict its own future states. And that article by Eric Hole, A New Theory on Why We Dream, then suggests that dreaming is a way of breaking the cycle of repetitive daily tasks, filling out spreadsheets, delivering mail, tightening pipe fittings, with an infusion of discord, keeping our brains fit. My point here is that there is an abundance of information and speculation about dreams right now in the 21st century. Even if we take the most arid and sterile view, that dreams are random electrical discharges in our brains while we sleep, we're left with questions about why these particular memories, images, situations, and characters present themselves, and why we sometimes awake to intense feelings. Even if these feelings, too, can be explained as electrical impulses, so can feelings of love and even spiritual connectedness. So that explanation is no end in itself. Dreams show up repeatedly in Holy Scripture. Major decisions are made on the basis of interpretation of them. People, seers, are occasionally put to death for false interpretations, usually meaning something unflattering to the dreamer. Freud and Jung, taking different approaches, still both focused much of their attention and theories on dreams and dream imagery. Dreams, we can safely say, are a big deal to us humans generally. I have most of a shelf full of journals in which I've recorded most of my dreams, the ones I've remembered, of course. That's one of the pesky things about dreams. In spite of being so important, they are terribly ephemeral. Even if you don't set much store by your dreams, I can guess that you've had at least a few that seem vivid and memorable when you awakened, only for them to vanish entirely within minutes. There is widespread agreement that dreaming is essential to our well-being, whether we remember them or not. As I was writing this, I thought, wow, this is a lot about dreams. And I've cut out much of what I'd written before that, all based on, justified by, a half a verse in a short psalm. Then were we like those who dream. The psalmist doesn't set up cause and effect here, but merely writes, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. Correlation, perhaps, not necessarily causation. So, in this context of dreams, let us imagine together for a moment. It sounds like this poet storyteller is at least implying, if not saying outright, that while those fortunes were in flux or lost altogether, the psalmist's community were like those who do not dream. In another sermon, or if I were simply a more accomplished biblical scholar, I might talk about the specific fortunes that were lost and then restored that the psalmist is referring to. But my ignorance might be an asset in this particular go-round. Because for our purposes today, those details don't really matter. Why? Because we all know what it's like to suffer reversal of fortunes. Every one of us has lost something or someone precious to us. You might be in the midst of such a loss right now. Each of us knows, too, that we made it through those reversals somehow. None of us, as far as I'm aware, has experienced what Bartimaeus did, the loss of sight and having it restored. That is a dramatic reversal of fortunes. On the other hand, all of us here know what it's like to have something we hold dear denied us, that simple, potent experience of coming together in church as we are now and receiving the body and blood of Christ. And yet, here we are together again. Perhaps as those who dream. One thing that might mean for us, as it certainly did for Bartimaeus, is that the anxiety and worry we focused on the thing we lost or feared losing, those have been released. The energy we had spent in loss or mourning has been freed from its narrow confines. Now we can be like those who dream. Obviously, I'm no longer speaking just about the pandemic. I, for one, can be held hostage by the most mundane concerns, changing accounts and bill paying from one bank account from one bank to another, as we've been doing recently, worrying about something I did or said in a meeting or in a sermon, obsessing in general. When I decide that enough's enough, that I don't need to worry about that issue anymore, or I've done everything I could do, and for once recognize that that's the case, then my fortunes are reversed. And it's really not so much my deciding as it is that I've been liberated from what? My critical, judgmental self, for one thing. It might feel like I've simply run out of steam on a particular issue. Whatever it is, it often feels like God has lifted the weight from my shoulders. No big feat for the almighty, all-knowing creator of all that ever has been, but a monumental relief for my cramped little psyche. Then, again, I am like those who dream. I'm not a big fan of today's passage from Hebrews, even though I understand that the author's purpose is to appeal to fellow Jews who are well-versed in the language of sacrifice and high priesthood. But the line, "separated from sinners," to describe Jesus, puts my teeth on edge. I prefer reflecting on Jesus, the rabbi, the priest, the human being who lamented over those who were lost, who had compassion on the blind man in a time when blindness or any other infirmity was seen as proof of sin, who felt the anguish expressed in, my God, why have you forsaken me? The Jesus who was surrounded by a crush of people who were ill and sinful and needy in so many ways, and who knew the human dilemma from the inside out. That Jesus, whose liberation came at the highest cost and was not merely for himself, but for all of us, so that our fortunes can be restored, so that we can be, once again, like those who dream. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, and Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, and Michael, our priest.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
We pray especially for John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Bob, Gary, June, Cheryl, Carolyn, Jill, Mary, Deb, the people in Afghanistan, Alan, James, Lynn, Christian, Patrick, Dale, Karen, Gail, Abigail, Robin, Virginia, Maureen, David, Kenyon, Sarah, Lindsay, Carol, Tyler, Sheila, Donna, Donald, Caitlin, Norman, Joe, Jim, Gilbert, Bob, Ann, Jenny, Alice, Ellie, Leah, Merle, Cherise, RG, Rashunda, Mary Ann, Betty, Melissa, Christopher, the women in the Hutto facility, Charles, Patty, Ryan, Glenda, Winifred, Shelley, Leslie, Doug, Butch, Cindy, Linda, Dan, Robert, Alan, Ed, the Degater family, William, Joe, Greg, Mark, Bonnie and Ed, Diane, Michael, Carol, Calvin, Martha, and family. And for those who serve in the military, especially Brian, Trevor, James, Jonathan, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Brian, Eric, and all in harm's way. Give rest to the departed, give to the departed eternal rest. We pray for the repose of the souls for Habakkuk Ramos Priest, Glenn Childers, Kay Weaver, Steve Summers, and all who have died from the coronavirus, and all who mourn their passing. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. I ask your prayers for all who are traveling this week. I ask your thanksgivings for all who celebrate birthdays and anniversaries this week. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Though we had a moment for that earlier, I will again invite you to offer any additional prayers or thanksgivings you may have as we pray for those who are online at this time and whose prayers we cannot hear but include in our own. O God, our Heavenly Father, you have blessed us and given us dominion over all the earth. Increase our reverence before the mystery of life, and give us new insight into your purpose for the human race, and new wisdom and determination in making provision for its future in accordance with your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Would you all please stand? And we remember how we did this before. You can greet the people next to you if you choose, but let's not run all over the place here. Having said that, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace. Peace with you, David. Great Jackson, peace. Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. You may be seated. Hold that thought, Otis. We're not quite there yet.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
You have filled us and all creation with your blessing and fed us with your constant love. You have redeemed us in Jesus Christ and knit us into one body. Through your Spirit, you replenish us and call us to fullness of life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us eat in peace. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray, kneeling or standing, as you choose. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. God's blessing be with you, Christ's peace be with you, the Spirit's outpouring be with you, now and always. Amen. Amen. Brief commentary. We've never sung that hymn before because we don't know the tune, but we know that tune very well, and I think it fits very well with that hymn, as a matter of fact. And yes, I have done this before. We'll get better as we go along. What does it say here? Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Unused as I am to public speaking, and I have to stand here so that you can be heard. Michael has told me that we're going to have coffee hour